Good morning. We continue with Maseches Trumos. We are in Perek Yud Aleph, the 11th Perek. We are up to Mishnah Vav, the 6th Mishnah. Throughout this Maseches, we learned a number of very important klalim, rules with regard to the halachas of Truma. One of them was how much it takes to be mevatel it. And now we went through in this Perek a lot of the halachas of the proper respect that needs to be given to the actual food of Truma to make sure not to waste it. There's a halacha called in mevatel isser lechatchila. If a person has an isser, something which is prohibited to be eaten, and he knows the halacha is, depending on what type of food it is it batal b'shishim, is it batal b'meya, is it batal b'masayim? So a person may say, you know what, this is usr, but I have an abundance of heter. So why don't I just mix it in? If I have a little bit of isr, I'll mix it into my food, and I'll add lots and lots of heter on top of it, then it'll be batal. Halacha sabita will apply. So the halacha is, ein levatal isr l'chatchila, you're not allowed to l'chatchila take an isr and add it into your food, even if you know that you will certainly have enough to be mevatal it. And nevertheless, the halacha also is that if a person is going about his daily activities and he's just normally treating his food under like a normal circumstance, and by happenstance it happens to be that causes the bitul isr l'chatchila, that's called einai miskaven levatel. In such a case, it would be mutter for a person to be mevatel isr l'chatchila. Mishnah says, "Megura shepina mimena chiti truma." Person has a little storage area where he's keeping lots of truma. So he has lots of grain. Chitim, he has wheat from truma. So ein mechayven oisel yoshev umalakit achas el mechayven kedar kavnesen teichakulin. We don't make this person work hard to go take each last kernel of truma out, because he's saying, you know what, I'm emptying out this storage area from all the truma that's in it now, and I'm going to fill it up with kulin. Again, because he's a kayin, he doesn't only eat truma. He gets his truma, but he also eats regular kulin as well. So he's finishing up his truma portion. Now he wants to take out all the truma and put kulin in. So perhaps you have to tell him that there's one kernel left in the corner. You have to get a toothpick and get it out to make sure it's not going to be a batal. Mishnah says we're not mechayev him to do that. Rather, mechabed kedarka, he takes a broom, he sweeps out the storage area, he gets out what's normal and reasonable to be able to get out, the neisen is a chulin, and he puts the chulin inside, and we're not going to be concerned about wasting the truma or bring ma'aba the truma or bring mevatel the truma. Mishnah Zayin continues with the same theme. Mechein chavis shel shemen shenishpecha. You have a chavis of shemen, olive oil of truma, which spilled out. Ein mechayv nes liyos yosef umetapeach el noig v'kederach v'noig v'chulin. We don't obligate him to take his hands and scoop up every last drop of the oil to make sure that it doesn't get wasted. Rather, he does what's normal. He treats the truma as it would be chulin, and just as much as he would clean up of it if it would be normal chulin, that's how much we mechayiv him to clean up if it would be truma. Anything which is beyond that, he is not mechayiv to do to save the truma or to avoid the bitul iser.